Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Atlanta After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Atlanta After Show.
Selfies.
Selfies to the sun. I mean, it could be anyone at this point. Could be Kenya, could be Apollo, could be Natalie, could be Brandon, could be Peter.
This is not
here. Could be some of the Print Whisperers. Ooh, and if you know what the Print Whisperer is, we're gonna talk about that a little later. Yo, what up, AfterBuzz? Your boy DJ Jesse Janity, the host here at the AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Atlanta After Show with the lovely Courtney Stewart.
What's up, everybody? We got a lot to talk about.
Girl. You know, I almost had to stay off Twitter because everyone's tweeting, Jesse, what did you think of tonight's episode? I can't wait to see it. And I'm like, bitch, I haven't even seen it yet.
All I could tweet yesterday was OMG.
And some of y'all loyal viewers, y'all was like, you know what, I'm gonna wait up tonight to see what y'all have to say. So I was like, tonight gotta be a good episode.
Mm-hmm.
So I started the episode and I was like,
what
the hell were these people talking about? Like, y'all were really into Phaedra's inauguration ball.
Oh, I done forgot about that already,
girl. Mm-hmm. And then the end of the episode, Lord Jesus, is far.
Oh, it's a far, y'all.
Let's get into it. Phaedra and Dwight.
Oh, Lord.
We start the episode out with them talking about Mr. President's inauguration. She wanted Secret Service all over the place. I will say the house did look like the Oval Office on the outside.
Yeah, they did a good job. It was cute.
She wanted red, white, and blue champagne.
Mm-hmm.
A presidential flash mob.
I don't want my champagne colored, though.
Yeah.
I would think that would add a little weirdness.
Extraness. Mm. A presidential flash mob.
Yes.
And I did, out of that scene, I liked when, what's it called? Dwight was like, ooh, honey, I love you up there. Maybe get a little skinny dip back. And she was like,
yes,
there will be no disrobing.
No disrobing.
Right.
But, yes.
Maybe I don't need Apollo looking at no one else.
Nobody else.
Been there, done that. So they had the party and the inauguration.
Yes.
Which, awkward clip scene we get of Candy and Dwight where he's like, ooh, a ring. And that was like awkward, like coughing, like,
like, that's all that
and
is.
And he chuckles.
He's like, that's your engagement ring. Oh.
Shady Dwight. Then we get the horn. Prince Aiden Naya comes out.
Mr. That was the cutest of the whole thing.
With the
he was
Aiden.
Little prince, yeah. He was cute. But I actually think his brother is cuter.
Oh, little Mr. Dillon.
Mr. Dillon, whose name we finally know.
For real, I was like,
we've been calling him Mr. President because we couldn't remember what the heck his name was. Dillon. That's cute. Why was he in that booster seat, though, when he got out the car? Why she couldn't just, like, hold him up? That looked weird.
Yeah. I don't know if they were trying to do, like, remember last year with Aiden's?
Yeah,
like,
except that's
coming
like a,
to America.
That's like the bumper seat that you, like, feed kids in, like, when they don't know how to sit up yet. Like, that was just stupid. I don't like it.
First mother, first father. And then they do a dance number, which Apollo didn't want to do. So Phaedra did it with Dwight.
Yes.
And I just feel like Phaedra should have left it for the dancers.
Yeah,
maybe have like Aiden come in and do like a little cute something.
But she didn't need to be on the star trying to do nothing. And Apollo was being very disagreeable.
There,
the whole night.
Comment. I was just trying to eat. I was just trying to drink. I didn't know I was doing it.
Like, he was very hostile.
I didn't mind it. This one.
it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Normally I do get irritated with their argument. I didn't mind it during this because I just could picture my dad being in the same place.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure he was annoyed.
I'm not trying to do that. If you want to do the dance, you do the dance.
Yeah.
If you want to give a speech, you give the speech. Like, first of all, we spent damn $50,000. Well, now he can't be talking about no type of prices. After what we have learned.
Wow.
Later in the episode about what Mr. Apollo be spending his money on.
On lots of things. Lots of things.
And according to the news, it ain't even his money. He talking about it ain't Phaedra's money. Well, bitch, it ain't yours either.
Apparently not, Mr. Apollo Nida, who has been arrested on charges of identity theft.
Ooh.
And thievery. Just stealing people's names and their money. He's stealing retirement checks. Ooh.
But all types of fever.
Very much so.
All right.
Phaedra
so,
knew about it, though. Phaedra knew about it.
Anyways, before we get into that, because we will get in depth. We got Kenya and her aunt talking to the doctor about getting pregnant.
And it's like, ooh, I have hormones. Oops, but you ain't got no ovaries. Bye. Sorry, girl. Sorry, boo.
Yeah, her ovary count was very low, and there were different options. She didn't want to do a donor egg.
She wants her own genes.
So she's going to go to the sperm bank.
Yes.
So she goes to the sperm bank, which is all types of inappropriateness.
Yes.
Lawrence, I don't want to ever envision you doing anything sexually, so you walking into the sperm bank asking for extra lube.
Was just so misplaced, and I used to like Lawrence so much when he was with Sheree, but I don't know, something about him and Kenya just don't work for me at all.
It was just like, yeah, I feel like when he was with Sheree, it was like catty, and he was like, tried to keep himself up. Like, now I feel like, ooh.
It just feels forced, like, and him, like, purposely trying to make up little, like, it just seems forced. I don't like it.
I'm just like, he looking like, what you need that lube for? He on Grindr while he's on. Damn. And for anyone who doesn't know Grindr, if you know Grindr, then you know what I'm talking about. But he be looking like he was in that sperm bank on Grindr, like, let me see if this boy. Yep, 5 feet away.
Well, do what you gotta do, I guess.
And then the thirstiness of this damn man walking in, right? Who they think is a hot donor.
By the way,
number 6744.
He was not hot. I mean, he was tall, but he wasn't hot.
And he literally looks like a Craigslist actor. Literally feel like they were like, can someone walk into the sperm bank and pretend they are a sperm donor at 2:30 this time? And that was the man that did it. Can you lose an all type? Like, first of all, really, how would that even be legal for him to give his number out?
Exactly. All loud and clear. And this is totally shallow and maybe not relevant to sperm, but can Kenya wear a bra that fits, numero uno, and a dress that fits, numero dos? Because your little stretchy dress where the seam was like up on your chiche and your chiche was coming out of the top and floating and looking all inappropriate. When you got four boobs,
yeah,
you're wearing the wrong size bra. Boop, just a little note, beauty queen.
Well, you know, she ain't paying attention to that because she's so busy correcting people's grammar. What was it? She was like, I will not. I do not want
and
his
they
sperm.
Were like, what?
It says,
nice?
I like to help, and it should say, I want to help.
It was just whatever. Girl, and her list for her criteria, like, I don't know.
You're not building a damn froyo. Like, this isn't frozen yogurt,
yeah.
Bitch. Like, you can't, I'm going to put cherries in it. I'm going to put, like, this isn't an avatar.
And I get it that you can get, like, a, you know, you pick, like, you want a tall person so you don't end up with a short child. Okay. But, like, I just feel like she didn't have enough, like, she said, like, slender nose. Do they actually, like, put that on the resume? Like, I don't know if that's even, like, I know, like, intelligence levels and, like, actual statistics are available, like height and weight and family histories and stuff like that, but slender nose is going to be on there? Like, I don't know. It just didn't seem very, like, well thought out to me.
Right. Like, she's like, you know, I have a lot of beautiful features. Well, bitch, they can only mask they can only compare the actual ones before surgery.
Should have asked for good skin.
Oh.
I didn't hear that on the list.
Boop.
But you're beautiful, Kenya. I do think you're beautiful. I thought you were beautiful since day one.
She's all right.
Just not Beyonce beautiful.
So, Candy and Todd. Let's talk about them. Candy and Todd and Don Juan.
Snooze.
They're talking about the play.
Don Juan.
So they got Eddie LaVert.
Yes.
And that's pretty
big. That's a good dig.
They're looking to get Gladys Knight.
Those are good gets for, you know, musical.
I mean, they shit on NeNe.
What you gonna do?
Then the shady question came out. What casting call should we have Portia come to? And Don Wong starts singing Amazing Grace. I love these kind of clips because now you know what episodes they watched and shaded the fuck out of.
Yes.
Candy seems to think that if, you know, with her working, she can
make something happen.
I feel like that was possible. I feel like maybe on an album, like on a song,
but not in live theater. Yeah. What is she going to do? Like, I mean, obviously, Portia was in the play and did something. I still want a tape of it.
Yeah.
Okay? I really want to see a tape.
All right. So, guys, tweet us.
Please,
if you can
somebody
tweet us
find
Portia
it.
In this performance.
Somebody had to have their iPhone playing.
She probably had a little role where she, like, twirled across the stage and
didn't have to
say
much.
But the forest is gone. Like, it was like
something
a quick
simple.
Little, like,
yeah. Okay.
She was the tree. willows. And that's all she's saying.
That's all she got.
She sings the air. And then Todd brings up, hey, we could have Christopher Williams. Which, such a setup question, because who is trying to get Christopher Williams looking like? He is looking crazy.
He does
now.
Look crazy, but he does those kind of plays all the time. And he's done them for years. So it makes sense. It would be a get for them. Look, it's the truth. Those little, like...
Bitch, he looked like the Rat King tonight.
I'm not arguing.
I can picture, like, 10 years back, he probably looked like Apollo.
He looks up. Like, well, I'm starting to think Apollo was not very attractive either. But, yeah, Christopher Williams, he used to be the bee's knees back in the 90s, right?
All things, you know.
When light skin was in, he was, like, one of the light skin brothers that everybody was like, and he could sign.
I'm just like, first of all, just because the party's called Pillow Talk doesn't mean you have to come with bedhead.
But his hair always looks like that.
We'll get.
It's like an S-curl gone bad. A little, like, oily and greasy, like his wet rabbit wife.
So he brings up Christopher. Candy tells him what Natalie said, and he just kind of brushes it like, oh, God.
Here we go again.
She brings up the pillow talk party, and he's like, whatever, I'll do it.
And good to his point, though, where he was like, who have I dated that was, like, up? And superstar that everybody keeps saying I'm like on the come up because everybody else has been a regular chick. Candy's like, yeah, I'm awesome. You're right.
Cynthia and Peter. Cynthia brings up Candy's comment about knowing Peter's past, and Peter says, I want to, you know, ask Candy what she's talking about at this party. Fair enough. Question. Let's talk about the Pillow Talk party.
Pillow Talk. You know the producers set it up and had all them questions ready. Because that... Who throws that kind of party?
NeNe.
For grown folks.
I'm just like, the puppetry here. You are being a puppet. And
yes.
I don't know.
It's fabulous.
But at the same, I don't know, like, I'm a loyal person, so as much as Kenya irritates me, I feel like this was such a setup, and they're involving people who shouldn't be involved, because we have stuff internally that needs to be fixed with the girls.
Mm-hmm.
So now you bring in outside sources, it's just messy.
Well, they're all auditioning for the show, come on, we know this, otherwise, why would they be there?
Then I don't want neither of these bitches on there. I don't want
none
of them.
Well, we might see some more of them after tonight because somebody else might be in jail, not able to tape.
All right. Well, we're going to get into that in a second, too. So, all right. NeNe is doing this pillow talk thing. She basically says she wants to do it because she doesn't like fake and she wants everyone to talk face to face.
That's stupid.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about fake. Right.
You want to stay on the show.
Right. So we find out that she invited Natalie, Christopher, and Cynthia's like, oh, interesting, which I was like, interesting, because I'm like...
Why are they coming?
Right. Cynthia's like, are you trying to stir some of them? She's like, no, girl, I'm just trying, you know what I mean? Like, girl, you trying to send... Like, Natalie and what? I can't even remember his damn name. Like, they are not important people, a part of this show.
So, Dominique and Chuck?
Here we are. We have Dominique, Chuck, Nene, Greg, Candy and Todd, Phaedra and Apollo, Nene's random friend Lexis.
Yeah, she was in the wedding.
She looked great in that dress.
She was fun in the wedding, so she could be a fun character if we see more of her, I think.
Just random. We didn't see anything
of her. I mean, she came to the wine thing, too.
Cynthia, Greg, Natalie, and Chris.
They're all on callbacks right now.
Nene's outfit. Loved it. I loved
it. Did you?
Okay, I didn't like the colors of it, but I loved the flowiness of it.
I love the flowiness of it and the splits because she's got great legs to go through tall, long legs, but it just...
The colors, whatever the colors, pattern
and
was
it was too, done. Like, t-shirty looking to me, material. Like, I didn't like it.
What did you think of Cynthia's outfit?
I thought Cynthia looked great, but I think Cynthia always looks great. Because it was, like, tasteful. Like, it could have been a dress.
Yeah.
But it was still lingerie, so it was nice.
Portia came looking like she was part of, like, the
She had a bathing suit cover-up on. That didn't look like pajamas.
Bitch, I thought she was about to perform, like, what was the DVD? Wild Style? Remember that? Like, Portia gonna be like, yo, what's good, y'all?
Oh, my God. And then she brought her little sister / assistant. You're stupid. But they needed to come and have a good time, too, because they were all very toasty.
Her sister was excited she got to be a part of the group.
I'm going to be a star, guys.
Apollo came in some basic-ass tee. Then we had Peter in his cloth pants, which was revealing.
Cynthia closed that up real quick. He was like, I want everybody to know I'm slaying.
Okay. She was like, let's put the anacondas away.
Cover that up.
Whereas, if you rewind through the fight, Apollo has a clip. Whisperer visited Apollo, and...
It was flopping around, too.
It didn't look like... It was working with a lot. Maybe he's a grower, not a shower.
Either way, it's gross. I don't want to see it flopping around while you're beating somebody's head.
Well, I was paying attention because I was like, let's see how excited he really is.
Oh, you're stupid because that's what he and Brandon do.
Prison is a long time.
5 years. And he's going back, apparently. Maybe he met Brandon.
You know what's hot out here for him.
Yeah.
He had some extra anger towards Brandon, so I wonder what Brandon...
Yeah.
Brandon might have spilled some tea about Mr. Apollo. Mm-hmm. Look at that. Just starting all types of shit.
Nonsense. Right. They're like, yep.
She cracked Nene's outfit when she was walking, talking about, Candy, I got your balls up in me.
She was just going in.
So tipsy, I loved it.
But she was very, very drunk.
She was pissed at Kenya being late.
Of course.
And they said, you know what, we're just going to get into the questions.
Yes.
So here were some of the questions. Do you like your lover to be passive or aggressive? This question was directed towards Cynthia, and she said, aggressive.
Of course, he's Jamaican. Hey.
Next question. Are you comfortable being around someone who has slept with your ex?
Obviously.
Wow, what a directed question.
Pull those dramas all out into the open.
And
go, producers. Y'all doing a great job.
Yeah. And then in that case, it kind of got twisted to kind of talking about Candy sex toys, where Cynthia stands up and talks about...
They tell her to testify.
She gave a testimony about candy-coated lipstick. And I'm like, how does that make Peter feel? Because doesn't everybody in the group know y'all ain't really messing like that?
Well, she said he seemed like he was real fine with it because he was like, yeah, she said she only uses them when I'm not around. And so he was fine with it. And according to Cynthia later on Watch What Happens Live, she said everybody was actually really having a really good time, like with the questions and the jokes. Like, and she said, yes, the questions obviously were coming for certain people. But everybody that was there was able to, like, laugh it off and make a joke about it. And they were actually having a great time until somebody else arrived and some other things went awry.
Well,
so another
example, that was the question being, would you be okay with your lover being bisexual? Where Nene says, Portia, that sounds like a good question for you to answer.
Portia's drunk, big-eyed self.
Why are you coming for me like that? Don't be coming for me like that. I don't care. He could be, I don't know.
I wouldn't feel comfortable if he was bisexual, heterosexual, as long as he's Porsche sexual.
Boo, you do not speak English, do you, for real? That girl don't know what she's talking about. I'm going to give her a pass, though, because I believe she was drunk and very unaware of what was really happening.
I get the intention, Boo.
She meant well. It's not like the Underground Railroad.
Girl, I don't even know if we're going to be able to make it through this part right here.
Well, it goes on, y'all.
So then Kenya comes.
Kenya arrives late as hell.
With Brandon. And we know
NeNe. We do not like Brandon. At all. I'm sorry. Like, Brandon, he got stank at the last party that Kenya threw with the outfits where they were all dressed up and he was up in somebody's face. Like, why is he always up in somebody's face? Because Kenya is the one running off at the mouth. Like, I'm going to need you to back up.
And Brandon, I don't know. What I would love to do is get, like, Lawrence or Dark Jane here and find all the tea out on Brandon.
Yeah.
Because we never be seeing Brandon.
What he do for real?
But we never see Brandon in a scene with Miss Lawrence. Ooh, when Kenya's with Miss Lawrence, she's with Miss Lawrence.
Miss Lawrence, do you like Brandon? Oh, we should tweet Miss Lawrence. Maybe she will respond.
All right, everybody, if you're watching us live right now, you're gonna along with Courtney, we're gonna tweet at Lawrence, and we're gonna find out if he likes Brandon. All right, let us know. You guys can call in at 424-256-1729.
We need to find
out. I want to know what you guys are thinking. I know y'all are watching right now, so if you guys want to call us at 424-256-1729. Let's talk about this fight.
Yes.
So Kenya comes late with Brandon. NeNe's mad at her. She's trying to read Kenya. Kenya's not really acknowledging NeNe, which I understand because at this point I've realized what game Kenya's playing. She knows the parts that are being produced, and when she knows something's being overly produced, she knows where she has room to play.
Oh,
that's what I've noticed this season.
Okay, I can get with that.
So
I can
when NeNe
that.
Came to her, she was being cute and kind of brushing her off in the sense of, girl, you ain't really mad at me. You doing this all for, the camera. And that's cute. You feel cute. You feel lifted. That's cute.
You feel cute. You feel lifted.
Right, you know? NeNe was like, NeNe, why are you walking back and forth? And I'm going to say, when I tell you, there's nobody going to be late for my pillow talk, right? NeNe, calm the fuck down. I'm trying to watch you, bitch. You got hypnotizing me by the time you move. Greg is probably like, everyone's saying,
well, you know,
woman.
You saw some shots of Greg, and he was just like, what is happening? It was fantastic.
So Kenya's not paying mind. NeNe's reading her for filth. And then the question comes out, would you judge your husband if he was looking at another person? And the strip club gets brought up. Portia's like, I will judge him. And Peter's like,
I love that we have to do a Portia voice when we talk about Portia.
Peter calls the girls whack as fuck. Yes. He says, the strip club is an office to us.
It's an office.
He says, you know, I'm there all the time. Apollo's there all the time. Now, here's where I'm going to stick up for what happened. Peter starts calling out the other dudes in the room. Now, I get why he's doing it, but at the same time, don't get mad at other people calling you out when you sit here. You didn't have to bring up that, oh, I see Apollo here all the time. I see Todd there all the time. No one asked that.
Well, he said me and Apollo go all the time, and I've seen Todd there.
Right.
And Candy knows, and he doesn't care. I don't feel
Candy didn't care, but at that moment, then he said, you know, and I paid for my dudes, you know, for my boys to get lap dances, but I ain't getting them. So now you've implied that you went with Apollo. So now you saying I paid for my boys to get lap dances. So does that mean you paid for Apollo to get a lap dance?
I mean,
have you seen Todd then? You paid him to get a lap dance? So then that's where I feel like Candy wasn't wrong for saying, hold up, because I've been there before and I have seen you do the dun dun dun. Don't jot that. Dun-na. Don't jot that. Dun-na. Now, you disagree. Why you disagree, Courtney?
I mean, I don't really.
You want a salted caramel for that?
They were so good. Salted caramels for my snack while we was watching the show. I will just.
You're being salty to Candy right now.
Well, because
I know Peter is your boo thing, but.
Well, no, Peter is not my boo thing, and I don't approve of the strip club thing on a regular basis. Like, that's just not me. But if they fine with their men all up looking at chichis and tatas and chochos, whatever. But I just didn't feel like, based on the way Peter was saying what he was saying, like, I didn't feel like he was coming for them, like, in a way where if one of the guys called him out, that's one thing. But I just feel like Candy just put herself up in the mix, just like when she yelled at the table the last time, I know all about Peter's past, but I'm not saying nothing. You are saying something by saying that, and you know that. So that's why it's like, man, Candy, I wasn't feeling that. But that's just my opinion. If one of the dudes were like, oh, Peter, don't you be lying like that. You know we done gave you a lap dance. Then I would have laughed. And it would have been funny. And that's what it was, because he was whatever. But she jumped in on something that Todd should have been. If he had a problem with it, Todd should have said something, not Candy. That's just my opinion, and I'm going to stick it to it.
All right. Then, but I mean, he goes on the hot seat for a quick second, because then it turns to Apollo. Yeah. And Apollo, I just can't. I personally love Apollo.
No.
I like him.
How can you love
because,
him?
Because you know what? He came up in here to AfterBuzz.
He was mad cool.
And he was really cool. The conversations we had, clearly now I'm putting things together. Like, oh, okay. That's how you had all those businesses. I mean, he seemed real smart. He seemed goal-oriented. He seemed productive. He seemed real positive. You know what I'm saying? When he came up in here. But now that I'm putting things together, I mean, here's the thing, Apollo. He sounded educated when he came and talked to us. I'm not going to say...
He did. I mean, I think he is educated.
Girl,
he's got a college degree.
Not when you standing up. Like, you haven't said but one word of this pillow talk. And then the moment you feel like words coming out your mouth, this is what you have to say? I used to go to the strip club every day after I got out of jail. I used to spend, like $5,000 a night, $8,000. I just come home, put the receipt on the table, be like, damn. How old is he again? He 32, 33?
He early 30s. Like, I think he probably about 35 by now.
I'm going to need the mental stability to, like, form
I mean, you
brain.
Just, he
like,
just got real just wasn't,
that don't even, that
hype.
Don't make Phaedra look good.
That makes Phaedra look whack. You look whack because you got two kids. Why are you spending $8,000 at the strip club like it's nothing? Like, it's one thing to be like, yeah, I go to the strip club. I
What's, like, the popular strip club in Atlanta? What's it called?
I haven't lived in Atlanta in a while. You talking about...
Is Magic
the
City in
school?
Atlanta?
Yeah, that one's still there.
All right.
Chocolate City?
Or is
Magic
that
City?
Florida?
Did I make
Florida.
That up? No, mm-hmm. Magic City was in Atlanta.
All right. So, so the hero is, I'm like, what does he spend $8,000 on? But at the same time, like, I was out this weekend, like, bottle service at certain places be costing, like, $3,000 a bottle for one bottle. And if you buy in two, I mean...
At
and
the
I could
strip
see,
club?
Yeah, but I could see Apollo in bottle service. Peter come, like, he gonna get, we gonna get three Ace of Spades bottles. Like, I don't know the price and I don't pay for liquor, honey. When I go out, I don't pay for liquor.
Well, I'm sorry. You are kind of not employed because you're just thieving. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to say that it was still a bad decision, even if it was only two bottles of liquor. In fact, I'm actually more mad if it's only two bottles of liquor, because at least if you had gotten a couple lap dances, paid a couple hoes rents, then I would be like, well, you gave back to the community. At least you helped them pay their rent for the day. All you did was buy some bottles, so made some rich liquor companies more rich than they already are, because the bottle's probably actually only worth $200 and you spent $3,000.
Okay.
So that makes me think you're even more dumb than I'm already starting to think you are.
So, okay, you watch What Happens Live. So obviously we've heard in the news that Apollo was arrested for fraud. There was over 40 bank accounts with fraud names being used, in which was funneling money, the whole reason he got caught was because they found, I can't remember what her name was, and they pulled her in for questioning.
Yes.
And this has been going on for like months and months, and his name finally came out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why he was arrested. Now, from what I looked, Phaedra's name is not attached, which, of course it
is. Of course it is not. She ain't that slow.
She's like, honey, I'm in school.
Yeah.
So, Apollo, what?
Like, you do the work, though. I will cash the checks.
But see, my thing is, I think Phaedra just kind of had it with Apollo, so that's why she let him do what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's probably looking at him like, you done playing, boy? You better come back to mama and listen to me and stop arguing with me on damn camera.
I think
his bail's $25,000. Which I'm sure already was paid.
That's more than Justin Bieber's.
I know he's out because I went on Twitter, right?
Yeah, he's out. And
him and Phaedra ain't tweeting nothing. Phaedra ain't tweet since the 23rd. And all of a sudden today, she's just tweeting the same thing out. I'm having a book sign this day.
Aww.
Acknowledge it because it's out there. And shut the rumor down.
Yeah.
I haven't heard anything from their camps, have you?
No, I haven't heard anything from their camp. Andy Cohen asked Cynthia last night if she had spoken to Phaedra or anything, and she said she had not spoken to Phaedra because she doesn't like to call people when there's bad news. She likes to call them when it's good news. But she said that she believes Peter had spoken to him that morning, and he said that they're handling things. I don't know.
Of course, Peter is the one. Because Peter, oh, you better watch out. You
well,
too.
They got bonded, so it would make sense. But Peter, we what kind you of got bonded? Some sketchy dealings you right. had, too. So I hope you ain't next, brother. Because Cynthia was in a real mood last night. Like, usually she's much smileier and, like, laughing it off. And she was embarrassed, though, by the episode. She said when she watched the episode back, like, she literally opened the show by apologizing to, like, everybody for their behavior because it was appalling. Like, she's like, we were...
Yeah, we've never seen, like, fighting
physical
like
fighting. Like, yeah, that was a little bit much. So she was embarrassed, and I would be too, girl.
Damn. All right. So then Christopher Williams, after Apollo makes that astonishing speech... Christopher Williams says, you know, hey, I feel like every dude isn't into strip clubs. I grew up broke and, you know, my mom wasn't on,
paying for,
you know,
watching vaginas.
Right.
I understand that idea.
I get that.
I totally get that.
I think I can honestly say I've never been in a strip club, like a legit strip club.
Really?
Yeah.
I was forced.
Like a legit strip club.
Yeah.
Like I've been to.
Like little janky ones.
No, like at a club where they'd just be throwing stuff up.
Okay, yeah, that's not. That's just regular hoes. Those ain't.
So he says, you know, and then Natalie, girl, at least get Chuck and Monique on the show. I'd rather Chuck and Monique than Natalie.
Whoa.
I don't mind Chris. Well, Chris just seems slow to me. And then Natalie, just girl. She seems like, this is why I believe Kenya when she's talking about this the stuff between the two, Natalie and them. I totally believe Kenya.
I believe
because
Kenya,
Natalie
for sure.
just looks thirsty as all hell, like,
I'm a cheerleader.
Yeah.
Like, what did she say? We wrote a record together.
Called Dance for Me.
I take care of that.
Like, I take care of it. It's like, yes, you do, but your man still denied you. He denied you on the video that freaking Kenya posted. So it's not even just Kenya's word anymore.
Oh, wait, there's a video?
We talked about that, remember? The day after, so it wasn't last week, it must have been the week before. I don't remember.
Was that here?
I don't remember. Maybe. Either way, the week, whichever week that Kenya accused him of doing that, like that night, she posted on her Twitter a video of him speaking to a radio station in Atlanta.
Oh, yep.
And saying, like, I don't have, because she asked, the radio host asked, are you married? And he said, no, you know, I'm not in a relationship.
So unless, but you recorded a song.
And he looked pretty beat in the face. So it wasn't a real old video. It looked fairly recent. So
I take care of that. Wait,
you
what,
take
bitch?
Care
you damn,
of it.
You, what you need to take care of is that damn side ponytail and that hair. Because whatever conditioner, or I don't think they're using conditioner at that household.
Because
his hair looking like that crazy
they
too.
They both put like the S curl stuff in it to make it look wavy and greasy.
Whoa, bitch. I thought I was watching Five Goes West. An American Tale.
They both look pretty ratchet. Like they look like they into like some. Even though she's like fit, but I think that's part of it. Maybe she work out too much because her face. Because Kenya called her out for looking like a dude, and she was looking rather masculine with the wig and the face.
And normally I would be like, Kenya, you ain't got no right to be calling
exactly,
that one a man.
But yeah, sorry, boo. Mm. You mean well, though.
So, as Natalie says that, Nene calls Kenya out for the things that she said about Christopher and Natalie. And Kenya boldly said, I stand by that. And Natalie, cheerleader, like, go ahead, Bo. Like, just so excited for whatever her man's about to read or whatever. Taking some damn paper up. He stands up. Now, here's where we're all going to get into different things. Because I feel one way. Courtney feels one way. I'm sure y'all feel another way. Look, I mean, I'm not a cheerleader for Kenya. But my thing is you're a man. This is pillow talk. Y'all are supposed to be sitting on the pillows, having conversation. These questions are clearly here to stir up drama.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now there's a lot of personalities in the room. Things could get physical. You know, I felt Kenya was sitting down. She was being very nonchalant. She was a little, you know, pulled back when she saw him stand up. Portia was a little taken back. That's why she said, oh, no, boo, you need to sit down.
No, Portia was drunk coming from the back room talking about, I'm sorry.
Like, I just think it's inappropriate for a man to have stood up like that. What is he going to say? Announce to everyone?
Okay.
He going to get on the damn ground talking about, I love you. Oh, well, let's play the radio. Because
did
clearly,
Apollo not get up and talk? Did Cynthia not get up and talk? Did Peter not
but
get
none
up
none of those
talk?
Were directed to anybody.
Yes, they were. Apollo got up and was directing it to Peter and directing it to
about
Portia.
The strip club.
Exactly, but he was still just talking. He wasn't like rolling up on anybody specifically like, I can do what I want. Like, he wasn't doing that. He got up and talked. Christopher got up and talked. He wasn't like in Kenya's face. He wasn't hovering over her. He wasn't overbearing over her to make it be some sort of aggressive man attack on a woman. And I don't like that anybody tries to indicate that that's what was happening, because based on that video, that is not what was happening.
It was not. He was not being aggressive. But I am saying, I just think it was an inappropriate move on his behalf, because everyone else had said, no one walked around, other than Nene, no one walked around the room being dramatic about, let me just take care of this. And then when asked to say, didn't you say that, Kenya? Kenya said what I actually said, and then it turns into, oh no, bitch, don't backtrack. Well, bitch, you don't know if she was going to backtrack or not, because you asked her what she said.
Well, that's a verbal altercation.
And Kenya was going to say whatever. So then Kenya, in my mind, this is exactly how I feel it went down. And you know, I have disliked Miss Kenya for a minute. But I feel like Kenya sat there in this position and is sitting here like, oh, these bitches are really going to try me right now. She was probably already irritated because who knows how many things were already directed at her
of
for being
course.
Late. So, and you know Kenya don't like when Nene is irritated with her.
Of course.
So Kenya's already in a defensive place. So I feel like she's sitting here. Natalie is all up there like, ah, down backtrack now. Like, keying it with all the other girls. Kenya's sitting here like, oh, no, this rat bitch is not talking shit. Like, first of all, Christopher, you're irrelevant because you're just going to sit here and lie. Because clearly he's lying. He would have gotten up there and said what? No, I'm married. I'm this. But clearly you're not, because you on the radio talking about you ain't really even with her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Kenya's sitting here looking, she's thinking of it like a catty gay man, like, oh, he's irrelevant, this conversation doesn't even need to be happening. And honey, if you had a question for me now, okay, yes, should she not have gotten up and walked over towards her? Of course she shouldn't. But it's fucking Kenya Moore. The bitch twirls from fucking hanging things like in her fucking room. Like, she's Kenya Moore, it's what she does. Kenya was definitely not going to get up and no bitch slap that girl. We know, I can 100% for a fact say Kenya was not going to bitch slap that girl. She was going to go over there, get in her face, rub her little titties around. She was going to boop, 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 read her for filth, and then sit back down and be cute about it. But I understand how it came off aggressive. I didn't think it was aggressive. I think it was aggressive in a catty reading way. And I feel like Natalie probably don't know that. Monique don't know that. They don't know that lifestyle. So, of course, Christopher's sitting there and he gonna grab on Kenya. And then here's where I feel the issue is. You don't bring messy gay boys to this kind of situation. Brandon has proved he's messy from the jump. If you have fought in castmates in a previous episode, well, boo, I love you. You're my best friend, but you can't be on the show no more when we're in that kind of situations. Now, we'll pause it there, and I want to hear your take from when Christopher got up to the interaction between Kenya and Natalie.
My simple take when Christopher got up is, yes, he was being showy, but I do not think he was being physically imposing, which I think, based on what we've seen already, like I said, people got excited and got up talking. Apollo got up talking. Cynthia got up talking. Like, that was just the spirit of what they had been doing all along the way. He started to come at her. Kenya got offended harshly because he attacked her mental state verbally.
Oh, yeah.
He said, I don't know what kind of medication you're taking. I think that that turned a switch in her, because she does not like to be called crazy. Most is that a crazy
one,
don't like to be called crazy.
That.
And then she went Detroit. Because we all know, well, maybe not we all, a lot of us recognize you can go at it with somebody verbally, fanning your fingers, doing this, that, and the other, and going off and cussing and doing what you're going to do. But if you rise up out of your seat when the other person is still sitting down and you roll up on them, because she did not saunter, like, hey, girl, I'm about to tell you about yourself.
Yeah, I feel like she did.
No, she got up with a purpose, walked directly towards that girl, and Chris Ruin said, hold up, hold on. Do I think she would have actually hit her? No. However, when you behave that way, you expect something from return. Like, you can't roll, it's just like, I don't think it's right for a chick to roll up on a dude and talking to him like she's another dude and
knowing that the guy can't hit her,
like, it's not cool. That is not okay. We can argue, we can cuss each other out, we can read each other for filth upside down and inside out, but you don't roll up on me. Like, you just don't. Everybody, like, anybody that has been in physical altercations knows that that is an act of aggression. I don't care how you want to put it. She rolled up on that girl. The girl's husband tried to grab her arm to stop it. I do not think he meant to, like, cause her any physical whatever. I think he was trying to stop her from going up in his wife's face. And then, of course, I think Brandon is the biggest problem in the entire situation. I don't think it was cool what Kenya did, but I think Brandon's reaction to it was way out of proportion. And then the scream, and it added to it because Kenya started that, throwing her arm, don't touch me! You don't put your hands on a woman! Boo! He had not attacked her, period, point blank. She was the one acting aggressively, period. And he tried to stop it. And I'm sorry, it went awry, but that makes it also hugely her responsibility that Brandon nutted up, because as soon as she starts throwing her arms like, don't you touch me like that, don't you do, Brandon thinks he's protecting her by being like, oh, you don't touch her like that, don't you ever touch a woman, like, and so it turned into something else entirely. So I personally think that Kenya's unnecessary dramatics, whereas it's cute when you waving your hands and doing this, that, and the other, if you're going to roll up on somebody physically, you're going to accept the repercussions of that. Point blank, period.
I'm not denying the repercussions.
Brandon took all the repercussions.
I'm not denying that. But what I'm saying is I feel like everybody had an equal part to play in this.
Equal? Oh, no.
Like, I mean, other than Brandon.
Like, who?
Huh?
Who had an equal part? You're saying Christopher and Kenya and his
and
wife.
And Miss Natalie.
No.
Yep.
No.
I'm saying, come on. No. You knew this was going to happen. Natalie thought Kenya Moore was just going to sit on a damn pillow.
Yes, and because she was that's what they're all there for.
Girl.
They all know that they are there to hear this bullshit because the producers have set this up. To get up out of your seat and make it physical,
but
turn it
what
into
Kenya
something else.
You know this.
Okay, so then she accepts that somebody's going to jack her ass up, like Nene says next week in the preview. You lucky nobody beat your ass, because you cannot get up and behave that way and expect that somebody's not going to nut up on you at some point.
Mm.
She's lucky that nobody nutted up on her. Who knows what the hell, what's her name?
Natalie?
Rat woman. Yes. What the hell? For all we know, Natalie is crazy as balls.
Yeah.
And she got guns on her. Like, you wouldn't believe that bitch probably boxes. If she had gotten up out of her seat, it could have gone somewhere else. And for all we know, Christopher knows that. And he's not trying to have his wife in jail. So, yes, it's cute, Kenya, because you on TV, blah, 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 blah. But when you come at somebody like that, you are asking for something else.
I want to see another camera view. I want to see another camera view. I want to see from outside. I want to see how far people were from each other. I really want to see another camera view.
We should just ask Chuck and Monique.
Chuck, you damn! I'm gonna call.
Call him out, please.
You are a damn pussy.
Behind his wife.
You stand, and we caught you twice. That was two scenes. I rewound it like four times, but then as we went on, there you still is in the back, like.
And I'm cool that you were trying to stay out of it, but I'm mad that your wife was standing in front of you while you were staying out of it. I'm going to need you to at least stand in front of your wife and put your arm up like, baby, I ain't going to let you get hit.
Right, just
but
pretend.
You were standing in the corner like, ooh.
Tall as hell.
Tall as hell.
Big as hell.
You probably could have just held your arms out and kept the dudes apart so they wasn't fighting. But I get it. You don't want to get scratched up. I wouldn't want to either, but that was a mess. That was a mess that you had behind your wife.
Oh, man. Okay, so now I had to rewind it a bunch of times because... Play by play, here's what happened. So Kenya gets up. Christopher lightly grabs on her arm and says, don't do that. Pulls her back. At that moment, Kenya like flicks his arm away, which is a natural thing. But then to go on to say, don't put your hands on a woman. Brandon jumps up. He repeats the same
thing.
Don't
put your hands on her. Don't touch her.
Grabs him. Christopher kind of lightly you know, tousled his arms. And then...
Peter.
I gotta say, though, the way Peter came... I just felt like it was handled wrong, and I blame producers on this, because I feel like the producers should have been the ones to have stepped in instead of letting Apollo and Peter step in.
Yeah.
Apollo came in too aggressively.
Well, agreed. I think that the way that it happened, Peter kind of came up in the middle, which made it look like Brandon actually got hit by Peter thinking it was Christopher.
Yes. And so, Kenya too.
And Kenya too. And but I think it was because we saw Peter's feet and he was like slipping in them slippers trying to like hold Brandon back, and he obviously wasn't strong enough to keep Brandon back because Brandon kept coming and Peter was on struggles trying to get him down. Then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, freaking Apollo the Incredible Hulk jumps up and knocks little Brandon to that couch like he was trying to take his head off. Now, I would like to believe that in his mind, he probably didn't realize his own strength. He kind of just got up and was like, dude, sit down. And he shoved him. But yo.
But again, like you said, if you're going to push someone down that, you have to know that person's mind isn't even on you. It's on.
He just thinks he's being attacked at that point. And there's two men on top of him.
Brandon was quick for that one, for that quick little arm around.
He did a quick arm and knocked Apollo in the head. Brandon. And then Apollo went ham.
Yeah, like, I would not want Paul and Peter on me.
Peter was on the side, like trying to hold him down. Like, and Apollo was just Apollo lost his mind.
Phaedra looked scared. She was pulling back on his shirt, like,
and because he even pushed Phaedra and
Kenya at the same time with one arm.
Because sometimes a dude, like, at least when he realizes his chick's trying to pull him off, like, he won't. But yo, Apollo just never, he just blacked out and went crazy.
And I will hand clap for Kenya. You know, as crazy as that situation was, and you shouldn't have even brought that messy boy there. As far as being a fruit fly, I appreciate you. She jumped in the mix
to save her friend. Yeah.
She knew, oh no, I did not bring this weak little gay boy.
Well, I will say he held his own.
He did pretty well.
Because he got knocked down and then they were on top of him. So to even get up at all, like, and he
Apollo did have a little
Apollo got scratched right in the face, which is what probably triggered him going psycho. But
and then he came back around.
But when he came back, his eyes all glazed over, like he was just like an animal. Like, it was crazy. I was very uncomfortable, and apparently so was Chuck. Mm-hmm. He was in the corner like,
I don't know, Paula, can you just shave your lower back, too?
Oh, I thought that was a tattoo.
Mm, maybe it was, but it looked like crazy. And so then finishing it up, Nene's mad at Kenya for standing up. And Christopher is in the back talking about, who is this guy even? Yeah. Who are you?
Who are you?
Y'all shouldn't have even been there. Like I said, they shouldn't have been there.
Jesse, it was their callback. They had to be there. What are you talking about?
Well, Bravo, I don't want none of them on the damn show. And if anyone else thinks that they're good in the show, write that they're good in the show in the comments, you know, wherever you want, and I'm going to see.
They're going to bring more drama like they're doing right now. But they're not have a fight.
But they didn't even bring the drama. Nene had to sit up in there and cause the drama.
That is what the producers do.
No, I didn't like it. It ain't cute. They ain't cute.
Well, it definitely wasn't cute. It was kind of embarrassing because the black folks on The Real Housewives, they go at it. And they tip wigs, but they do not drag down and fight. And angry black men on television fighting each other is not a good look, people.
I'm surprised Peter kept his cool as much as
he did. He did a great... I was like... Because I felt like he would have gone crazy, too, and just nutted up. And I like that Greg was, like, over in the corner, like, I am not... No, sir. No.
And then for predictions next week. Well, we're not even going
to
be
2 weeks. You guys have to wait 2 weeks.
And it looks like Cynthia is going to be against
Candy. Because they showed a clip on Watch What Happens. Oh. And the argument. And it's another one of those things. And in this case, I'm on Candy's side. Because even though I know Cynthia didn't mean anything, they're getting in each other's face and they're talking. And Cynthia, who obviously her energy is not that of I'm about to fuck you up, but she was getting in her face, and she was hand gesturing all up in her face. At a certain point, you pass the like line of scrimmage that makes it okay for you to talk to me and have your hands all up in my face. And apparently, Candy loses it, and she loses it on Peter too, and it goes awry.
I will drag you.
Yes. Because you have Beyonce. To recognize when somebody's starting to get like heated and can't take it. You got to back up.
Right.
You cannot be up in folks' face like that. And Cynthia, you too pretty to get hit, girl.
Okay.
Okay.
On that note, we want to thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you guys keep up with us all week long. You can tweet us at AfterBuzzTV on Twitter and Instagram. You can keep the conversation going. Me and Courtney are always talking about Real Housewives on Twitter.
All the time.
At DJ Jesse J.
And at Stuart Starlet.
Until... Oh, damn. I was going to say next week.
February 9th.
February 9th.
Well, the 10th, I guess. Because it's on the 9th. And yeah. We're on the
10th. So 2 weeks. Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views Thank expressed you for watching AfterBuzz TV
do not necessarily on YouTube. For more of your favorite TV after shows and interviews, subscribe to our channel here, and be sure to share your opinion on the episode in the comment section below here. We'd love to see what you guys are buzzing about. Thanks again. Buzz you later.